very warm welcome to our viewers worldwide. From the CNN Center, I'm Carl Azus. Today's show starts with news involving the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. U.S. President Barack Obama is traveling to the Middle Eastern monarchy this week. The two countries' governments have been close allies for decades. The U.S. has benefited from having a reliable source of oil and a stable trade and military partner in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia has invested in U.S. companies, bought U.S. weapons, and received security from the U.S. But the relationship has had its problems. For example, last year's controversial nuclear deal between Iran and six other countries led by the U.S. Saudi Arabia and Iran are enemies. The Saudis were initially furious over the deal. Another strain, the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. 15 of the 19 terrorists who hijacked American planes were of Saudi descent, and part of a congressional report on those attacks remains classified in the U.S. government. Analysts suspect that the 28 secret pages could reveal foreign support, possibly Saudi support, for the hijackers. In fact, there's a bipartisan bill in the U.S. Congress right now. It would allow families who lost loved ones in the 9/11 attacks to sue Saudi Arabia in federal court. If the bill passes, President Obama has threatened to veto it. Part of the reason, timing.
The issue of the 28 pages in the 9/11 Commission come at a very, very sensitive time in U.S.-Saudi relations at the moment. President Obama about to arrive here. Intense mistrust between the Saudis and the United States. That's been developing through President Obama's presidency. So the issue right now, the Saudis saying that they would pull $750 billion of investments in the United States if these 28 pages were made public. These 28 pages, we don't know what they contain. Is there a smoking gun in there that says the Saudi government somehow knew or supported or funded the 9/11 hijackers? Does it allude to the fact that they're perhaps just rich Saudis offered and gave their support for that attack? It's not clear. But at the moment, the Saudis distrust the United States because they don't think the United States is a reliable ally in the region. They've formed their own Sunni Muslim coalition, 34 nations. They've massively ramped up their defense and security spending, now the third largest defense and security spender in the world. So this is a tough time in that relationship.